Join us online, offline, and on your mobile at God's Grace Eston Global Commission, GGHC, as we study and rightly divide the word of truth with accuracy and precision. GGHC, grace will speak for you.
Praise the Lord. This morning, we want to talk on what I call finding divine equilibrium in the midst of acids and bases. Finding divine equilibrium in the midst of acids and bases. The Lord has declared this month the month of acids and bases. Is that correct? And I remember I told you very clearly, for those of you that were here last week, that acids and bases are a necessity for life to be balanced. Is that not what I said? If the Lord is declaring it the month of acids and bases, He is saying it is the month of positive and negative. It is the month of good and evil. It is the month you must find an equilibrium. There must be a balance. There cannot be positive without negative. There cannot be good without evil. There cannot be acid without basis. But what the Lord wants from us is a balance. Is a what? Balance. An equilibrium. In the midst of the acids and the bases, the good and the bad, the positive and the negative, God expects us to find a balance, a middle point. He expects us to find equilibrium or a safe position, or better still, a secure footing. Listen to me this morning very clearly. Life generally is full of good and bad. If you say you want to come to this life and you want to be experiencing only good alone, you made a mistake. Big one. It's not possible. I remember a sister told me, he said she went to one church and the pastor was telling them that on this church, only good things happen to people. Bad things don't happen here. I now asked her, they don't die in the church. Old people, when they grow old, don't they die? At least they must still die when they old, Abby. Even if they don't, let's agree that they don't die young. I said, yes. That's something now. He said, no, that one is not bad. It's good. I said, okay, I agree. I agree with you. No problem. Okay, in that church, they don't fall sick. She looked at me. When they fall sick, they will still fall sick before they recover. And she said, yes, they will at least, maybe they will admit them or they will give them drug, then they will recover. There must be a balance. Even the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of all of them. It never said the righteous will not be afflicted. I hope somebody is listening to me this morning. I want you to pay attention. John chapter 16, verse 33. Open your Bibles to that place. And I wish we can have it displayed on the screen. John chapter 16, verse 33. I want to read what Jesus Christ himself said there. John chapter 16, verse 33. He said, I have told you all this, so that you may have peace in me. This is Jesus speaking. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. I'm reading in the New Living Translation version. He says, here on earth, you will have many trials. Who is speaking here? Who is speaking there? In your Bible, if the words of Jesus are marked in red, check. It must be marked in red. He said, here in this earth, on this earth, you will have many trials. It didn't say few trials. Many trials. You will have many sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. Take heart, because I have what? Overcome the world. The Lord said this month is the month of acids and bases, positive and negative. Praise the Lord. The month of acids and bases, positive and negative, good and evil. But we must find a balance. Jesus is saying here, in this John chapter 16, 33, he said, there will be many trials. There will be many sorrow. That other version says, affliction, many afflictions for the righteous. But in all, I have overcome. You will find peace in me. When you have Jesus, you come to the place of equilibrium. You come to the place of balance. You come to the place of secure footing. You come to the place of rest. Are you following me this morning? This life is full of good and bad. Everything God created, he created in two parts. The light and the dark. Is it not true? No matter how light shine, darkness will also take its turn. The sun and the moon. Even in us, human beings, we have the two sides very active there. The acids and the bases. Very active, even within us as human beings. Very soon, I will get there. Let's open to Proverbs chapter 16. I want to read verse 11. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 11. Very quickly. The Bible says, honest scales and balances belong to the Lord. I'm reading in the New International Version. Scales and balances belong to the Lord. All the weights in the bag are of his making. Every weight in the bag, good or bad, they are of his making. And the balancing belongs to who? To God. Let us read 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. I want you to understand what I'm saying very, very well. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. I want to read in the Good News Translation. He said, but you, my friends, you already know this. Be on your guard so that you will not be led away by the errors of lawless people and fall from your safe position. There is what is called a safe position. There is what is called an equilibrium. There is what is called a place of balance, a place of refuge. That safe position. Don't allow anybody to lead you away from there. Don't allow anybody to remove you from that, your safe position, your place of equilibrium. Look at Isaiah chapter 45, verse 7. I want to read this scripture so that you understand what I'm talking about when I'm talking about finding equilibrium in the middle of acids and bases, in the middle of positive and negative. How do you find balance, equilibrium? Isaiah 45, verse 7. The Bible says, I create the light and make the darkness. I send good times and bad times. Who is speaking here? God. I create light. I make darkness. I send good times. I send bad times. I, the Lord, am the one who does all these things. This was the passage I read to that sister that told me that her pastor said it's only good things. I said, well, Maybe you people are outside this world. Maybe your pastor has taken you to the gate of heaven. But in as much as you remain on this earth, there must be balance. God says the good, the bad, I have created. I permit it. I allow it. I am Alpha. I'm Omega. I'm beginning. I'm ending. I do everything. I know everything. I'm in charge of everything. Nothing happens without my knowledge. In the passage above, it is clear that because we are children of God does not mean we cannot experience bad times. But in the midst of those challenges, we rise. In the midst of those troubles, we get better. Every challenge that comes your way is an opportunity for you to become greater. That is the difference between us and them. Is somebody listening to me? Every challenge that comes your way is an opportunity for you to what? To get better. To get bigger. There is no guarantee that, okay, I'm a born again. Everything will go singing. If everything goes singing, there is a problem. So far as we remain in this world, we will always be drawn from the both sides of life. The good side, the bad side. The acids, the bases. The positives, the negative. But we must find a safe place. We must find a balance. We must find an equilibrium. And that is my assignment throughout this month of November and even into the new year 2022. Because what I'm telling you now is a picture, a miniature picture of what 2022 is going to be about. For those of you that are members here, you know that God begins to prepare us for the new year from November. Hallelujah. Jesus himself said, there will be trials. In John 16:33, where we read, there will be sorrows. But with me, you will find peace. I can give you that equilibrium. I can give you that balance you require. No wonder Apostle Paul said, who will deliver me from this flesh? That I want to do, I find myself not doing it. It is that one that I don't want to do, I find myself doing. Oh, wretched flesh, oh, wretched self, who will deliver me? He said, I find a force within me, drawing me to what I don't want to do. Hello? There is a drawing from both sides. The good, the bad. The positive, the negative. But we must find divine equilibrium. Jesus said there will be many sorrows. There will be many trials. But don't worry. With me, you will find a safe place. You will find a safe place. I am telling you now. I'm telling you now. And I want you to listen attentively. This month, begin to prepare yourself for the year 2022. From this series of teaching, begin to prepare yourself. Because in 2022, if you are not in a safe place, if you do not find equilibrium, if you do not find a place of balance, 2022 will sweep you, sweep the enemy. It will not be you in Jesus' name. 2022 will sweep such people away. It is a year that you must find equilibrium to be safe. That is why you must take this series of teaching seriously. God himself knows that there must be a mixture of good and bad for there to be a balance. He knows. And that is why right from the beginning of creation, you will see the mixture there. Like I said before, he created darkness. He created light. The Bible says he separated light from... Abi, not be so. If I'm not getting it right, draw me back. From the beginning. Say darkness here, light there. Eh? He created water. He created land. Water, hold your side. Land, hold your side. Everything he created, he separated them. The sun, he put them during the day. No matter how much the sun burn your skin at, during the daytime, when night come, sun must go. Hello? Abi, you see anywhere when night comes, sun say, no, go. When that happen, you know that Jesus is around the corner. Are you understanding what I'm saying? No matter how much the sun burn you during the day, fair people like my beloved sister Ada like that, and my yellow purple people, brackets lead them. They know what I'm talking about. When the heat of the sun touch you, you will be looking for where to hide. Sometimes your skin from yellow, I mean from fair, it go the red. Sometimes so you both call it sunburn. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's not, the sun is not too sweet. And that is because that is with the fact that it's still very far from us. So we still feel the pain, the heat, the pinch. But when night comes, the moon will come out. Everybody likes to stand under the moon. Because during the night time, everything is soothing. The moon does not pinch. The stars does not bite. They make everywhere look nice. They make everywhere look calm. They make everywhere look beautiful. Everything God created, he created them positive, negative, good, bad. The word of God even says, sorrow may tarry through the night, but joy will surely come in the morning. So God himself is telling you that there are two sides to every coin. Do you know that even you, as human being, what I was trying to say before, you are created with acids and bases inside you. For you to stay alive, the acid and bases in you must be balanced. That is what is called pH level. I was trying to explain this to you last week Sunday. pH level means potential hydrogen level. You see that pH level? In every human being, it must be around 7.4. The scale of pH level is 0 to 14. Are you listening? 0 to 14. Now, 0 to 14 is 15. 15 numbers. Because you will count the 0. Eh? To 14, that is 15 numbers. So the middle point is 7.5. Is that correct? Am I correct? Okay. Now, the doctors make us to understand that your pH level as a human being must always be between 7.35 and 7.45. And what is your pH level? It is the balance of the acid and the base inside you. It must be between 7.35 and 7.45. If it goes above 7.45, the doctors will say you have a disease called alkalosis. Alkalosis. The base is too much. In fact, if it falls to as low as 6.9, you know 7 is the middle of, is average of 14. If it falls to just 0.1, 6.9, such a person will have stroke. What I'm telling you now, go and Google it. Go and ask. Every human being have acids and bases. The acid must not be too much. The base must not be too much. Every human being must find equilibrium. That is the way God created us. That is the way God created us. If you go above 7.4, you are looking for trouble. If you fall 0.1 under 7, calamity. There must always be equilibrium. That is the way God created everything, including you yourself. You cannot function without acids. And you cannot function without bases. The both of them must be there. The reason why men suffer, the reason why evil triumph, the reason why so many die untimely is because they have not found balance in life. Is somebody listening to me? Tell your neighbor, find balance. Look, until you find a balance point, until you find an equilibrium in life, you will just be struggling. If God created all this that I've explained to you in this way, and there is always a balance, you cannot see the sun now come out around 7:30. It's over time. There has to be a balance. Times and season. Everything is regulating itself. There must be a balance. Until there is a balance in any life, Yoruba will say, "Ile aye no awa juju." Such a life will be scattered. Will not be able to be arranged. Here lies the reason why lives experience hardship. Here lies the reason why there is toxic nature in every life. You must find a balance. I told you that pH means potential hydrogen. So the determining factor between the acid and the base is the hydrogen level. The hydrogen level. There are good times and there are also bad times. And let me tell you this, the bad times are necessary. Without the bad times, there will not be better times. Should I come again? You can write that down and put it on your status. There are good times and there are what? Bad times. The bad times are also necessary. Because without the bad times, there will be no better times. That is balance. When it is too bad, it is abnormal. But when it is also too good, it is abnormal. Should I come again? When it is too bad, it is abnormal. But when it is also too good, it is what? It is still abnormal. It is still abnormal. It is normal for afflictions, sorrows, trials to come. It's normal. They are like the acids. It's normal. But there is a neutralizer. And that neutralizer is the inflow of the power of Jesus, of the peace of Jesus into your life. That will serve as the base. So when the acids, the sorrows, the trials are coming, and there's an inflow of the peace and the salvation and the grace of Jesus, you find a balance. You find a balance. When it is too low, it is too bad. it is acidic. When it is too high, it is also too bad. It is called alkalosis. There must be a middle point. There must be a middle point. In this life of acids and bases, in this world of good and evil, in this world of positives and negatives, there is something that we need to find equilibrium. And that thing is the spiritual hydrogen that must be balanced. I'm sure you want to know what that thing is. Do you want to know what that thing is? That spiritual hydrogen, that thing they call pH level, potential hydrogen, that balances acids a bit. In the spiritual realm, that hydrogen is wisdom and righteousness. Write it down. It's what? Wisdom and righteousness. That is our own spiritual hydrogen. This is what will make you to find equilibrium. Wisdom and righteousness is the pH we need to remain at the place of equilibrium for us to live a balanced life. Without wisdom and righteousness, life is acidic and deadly. And with too much wisdom, many of you don't know that there is something called too much wisdom. With too much wisdom and righteousness, there is also danger of self-destruction. And then somebody will now look at me and say, Pastor, what are you talking about? How can you say there will be too much, there's too much righteousness? How can you say there's too much wisdom? Open your Bibles with me. That is why I always tell you here, anything I tell you, and I don't confirm it from the scriptures, throw it away. But when I open the scriptures and I show it to you, in more than one or two, three places, know that it is true. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. I'm reading from verse 15 to 18. Can we have it displayed on the screen? Because this is the major point we have to take home today. I have told you that acids and bases are in man, every man God created. And that pH level must be balanced. If the hydrogen level goes too low, there is problem. If it goes too high, there is problem. And I told you now, I said that hydrogen level in the spiritual is wisdom and righteousness. And I want to prove it to you. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 from verse 15 to 18. Are you there? Ecclesiastes chapter 7 from verse 15 to 18. I want it on the screen. I'm reading from here in the New King James Version. I have seen everything in my days of vanity. This is a wise man speaking here. The wisest man that ever lived. I have seen everything in my days of vanity. There is a just man who perishes in his righteousness. Can you see that? A just man. A just man. A just man who perish in righteousness. Let me write down. And there is a wicked man who prolongs life in his wickedness. Do not be over righteous, nor be over wise. Why should you destroy yourself? Is somebody reading it with me? Do not be overly wicked, and don't be foolish too. Why should you die before your time? It is good that you grasp this. This is what the Bible is saying. It is good that you understand this. And also not to remove your hand from the other. For he who fears God will escape them all. Don't be over righteous and over wise. And also, don't be foolish and wicked. there must be a balance. That pH level that must balance in your life as a human being for you to succeed and make it in life is wisdom and righteousness. No wonder the Bible says, in all your getting, get wisdom. In everything you get in life, get wisdom. Because wisdom is the what? Principal thing. Principal means the head of the matter. In all your getting, if you like get money, if you like get it, in all your getting, get wisdom. At the same time, don't be overwise. I want to read that passage in New Living Translation. That place I just read now. Ecclesiastes 7. I will soon round up from verse 15 to 18. He said, I have seen everything in this meaningless life, including the death of young people and the long life of wicked people. So don't be too good or too wise. Why do you want to destroy yourself? He says, on the other hand, don't be too wicked. Either don't be a fool. Why do you want to die before your time? Pay attention to these instructions. For anyone who fears God will avoid both extremes. That's what the New Living Translation says. Anyone who fears God, anyone who wants to enjoy life, will avoid both extremes. Remember what I told you. The pH level must remain in the middle. At the place of equilibrium. If it goes down, there's a problem. If it goes up, there's a problem. It must be balanced. I will read it in Pidgin. Because I really want you to understand. How many of you have Pidgin Bible? I have Pidgin Bible. I will read it in Pidgin. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, 15 to 18. He said, I don't see everything for this useless life. Young people, they quick die before their time. And wicked people, they get long life. So, make you not dey too good or too wise. If not, he go destroy you. Make you not dey too wicked or behave like foolish person. If not, you fit die before your time. But make you listen to all this warning. Because anybody where they fear God, God go save them all. That is what the Bible says. This scripture is where I'm going to rest my case today. And I will continue from there next week Sunday. I'm still on this topic. Equilibrium in the midst of acids and bases. On this scripture, I want to rest. This potent scripture we just read, on it lies the secret of long life. On this scripture, this equilibrium scripture, don't be too wise, don't be too righteous, and don't be foolish and wicked. On it lies the secret of long life and prosperity. On this potent scripture, from the mouth of the wisest man that ever lived on earth, lies the importance of finding equilibrium in this wicked world. NLT, the New Living Translation, says, anyone who fears God should avoid both extremes. You must find a balance. You must find a balance. We will soon go and pray. Something happened on the 1st of November. And my neighbor, who is a lawyer, was the first person to raise my awareness to it. You know, every month, for every one of you here, you know I'm very active on social media. I always post what the Lord is talking about in the month. So this month, I said month of acids and bases. And when the incident happened, he sent a link of the news to me. And he now said, ah, pastor, this is truly acid and basis, yo. I now read it. Said, eh? On the first day of the month of November, I want to relate what happened to this scripture. Do not be overwise. Do not be overrighteous. That man that owned that property, he was a Christian. On social media now, they are mocking us. They are mocking Christians. They say he even carried the gospel musician. They were singing praise and worship. They were dancing. He was dancing there. That upon all their song, they sing to God. The building still collapsed. They brought the video of a man of God, very popular man of God, that was talking about how we prayed for him. And he began to, you know, God began to prosper him. And he was building houses all over the world. It's not only in Nigeria it's built, it's built in Atlanta, built in UK, built in South Africa. What's doing well? Are you listening to me this morning? But the problem was that he did not find equilibrium. He didn't find equilibrium. He was too wise in his own eyes. He was too righteous. Many of you are like that. Overdo, they worry you. You will go to some church. No, wear this. No, wear that. Walk like this. Bend like that. Do like that. Now, so God, go come. Now. Are they not reading their Bible? In the New Testament, Paul said, do not allow anybody to put you under the bondage of any doctrine. Don't eat this. Don't wear this. He said, don't allow anybody to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Equilibrium. The problem of Nigeria is overdue. Overdue is killing us. Overdue. Don't be overwise. Don't be overrighteous. At the same time, don't be foolish, oh. Because being foolish is even worse. And don't be wicked. Don't be bad. Don't be evil. You must find an equilibrium. Do you know that as a Christian, there are some times to fight? To say, no, I disagree. That you are a Christian does not mean you are a mumu. And that you will allow everything to just run over you. Like that, this thing they always post on social media, where somebody will say, no be juju be that, no be mumu be that. You allow everything to just run over you. No. You have to find an equilibrium. You have to find balance. That is why you must not joke with the series of lecture for this month. I've just scratched the surface. By next week, I'll begin to give you the tools that you need to find balance, to find equilibrium. Listen, these things I'm telling you now, they are preparing you for the year 2022. I have no doubt in my heart that I'm a prophet of God. And anytime God tells me to say something, I say it. And instantly, people begin to see that what this man is saying is true. By God's grace, from next week, I'm going to bring a list of everything God told us will happen in 2021, this year, this 2021. I'll bring a list. I remember we started saying it the last year. I'll begin to read them for you one after the other. Those of you that still have them in your notes, you'll be cross-checking. If anyone failed there, we'll check it out. When God says acids and bases, he knows what he's talking about. As a Christian, if you don't find equilibrium, you will cause those that are not children of God to laugh at us. They will think we don't know what we are doing. Alas! We are the ones that have not allowed knowledge and wisdom to prosper in our lives. Jesus Christ himself said, be wise as a serpent. Be gentle as a dove. Close your eyes. And begin to talk to God right there where you are. We will continue from here next week, Sunday. What does it actually mean to find divine equilibrium? What does it mean not to be overwise? What does it mean not to be overrighteous? We will tell that from next week. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to find a balance in this wicked world. Help me to find a place of equilibrium in this wicked world. Help me to live my life above sin, above shame, above tragedy, above evil. Do not let me be wise in my own eyes. It is over righteousness that will make somebody to tell you to fast and pray so that God can bless you with money. There is nowhere it is written in the Bible that it is by fasting and prayer that you will be rich. Nowhere. The standard of wealth in the Bible is very clean and clear. It is in giving. When you give, you will get. Simple. Overrighteous is what will make somebody to tell you to begin to dress like a villager. To begin to look like a horrible person because you are serving God. It's overrighteous. No, no, God did not send them that one. Say, Lord, help me to find balance in this wicked world. Create in me a new heart, oh Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a new heart, oh Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not the Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, oh, and renew a right spirit within me. There is something that is called right spirit. The right spirit, the right place, the right position, the right thing to do. Show me a wise man, and I will show you a man that finds equilibrium. Restore to me the joy of my salvation, oh, I renew a right spirit. Say, my Father, I need your help. Help me. Help me to find balance in the midst of acids and bases, in the midst of positive and negative, in the midst of good and evil. Help me, oh Lord, to find balance. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer for yourself. If you don't pray now, you don't love yourself. Open your mouth and pray. Even throughout this month of November, and even into the new year, 2022, help me to find a secure footing. Help me to find a place of equilibrium. I don't want to be to the extreme. Extreme righteousness is not good. Extreme foolishness is not good. I don't want to be to the extreme. I want to be in the place of equilibrium. Help me to find balance. Give me your wisdom. Give me your knowledge. Give me your understanding. You need to know what to do to find equilibrium. I beg you in the name of God, don't miss any of the series of this teaching. They will change your life. And they will change the way you present yourself as a Christian. There are so many Christians out there that have been given the wrong doctrines, the wrong teachings. But you are a shining light. You will be the one that God will use to begin to amend the lives and the ways of people that have gone astray. God remains God. His power is still constant. But it is we, the people, that have deviated from him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this morning. Your children have heard your word this morning. I am praying for them that this word will not stand against them on the day of judgment. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your desire for us as your children is to find a place of balance in the midst of the good and the bad, in the midst of the acids and the bases. According to your word, you said we must avoid both extremes. Oh Lord, everyone here under the command of my voice and everyone that is watching me online now, Heavenly Father, help them to find a balance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The wickedness of this world will not swallow you up. I say the evil of this world will not swallow you up. Except you find a balance, such a life is in danger. You will not fall into the trap of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I just want to give this illustration. And I want you to have it in your mind as you come next week. Somebody is sick. Terribly sick. And he attends a church where they say they cannot go to the hospital. They cannot take drugs. They can only take the blood of Jesus and prayer. Praise the Lord. And this fellow remained there despite the plea. Even from the state government, when they came, that you are dying. Let's say, no, 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 no. It's against my, if I want to die, let me die in Christ. Eh? Over-righteous. Over-wise. I'm sorry to say, but if that person get to the gate of heaven, they will query him. Because what he committed is suicide. He took his life. All the knowledge that God gave to the doctors, you think he gave it to them for to be selling rice and peas? The Lord will help you. You see, this overdue, overwise, overwisdom is killing us in this country. That is the base of our problem. That incident that happened on the first, overwise, overwisdom. You receive approval for something, you go and extend it. Then you begin to use backyard business. They want to come and seal off the place. You say no. Yeah, you call somebody in the higher office. Say, my God has done it for me. He don't do him again. He don't do him again. God not do him. Now otherwise. Let it ring in your heart.